Liturgical Day, the 11th Monday of Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.' But I tell you this, do not oppose evil with evil. If someone slaps you on your right cheek, turn and offer the other. If someone sues you in court for your shirt, give your coat as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give when asked, and do not turn your back on anyone who wants to borrow from you." Today's commentary is from Father Joaquim Massagué García, from Sant Quirze del Vallès, Barcelona, in Catalunya. I tell you this, do not oppose evil with evil. Today, Jesus teaches us that forgiveness can overcome hate. The lex talionis meant some progress, as it obliged retaliation to be proportionate. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is what the aphorism "an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth" actually means. It was, however, a limited advance. In the Gospel, Jesus urges us to go further and put love ahead of revenge as a response. So he did, when up on the cross, he interceded for his executioners. "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Nevertheless, truth should always accompany forgiveness. We do not just forgive because we feel helpless or gravely embarrassed. Quite often, the expression "to turn the other cheek" is misinterpreted as waiving our legitimate rights. Nothing of the sort. To turn the other cheek means to denounce and question the injustice that has been done with a peaceful but firm gesture. It is as if to say, "You struck me on one cheek. What do you want to do now? Strike the other one too? Do you think this is the right way to act?" Jesus replied serenely to the high priest's rude servant, "If I said something wrong, testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me?" We can, therefore, see that our Christian reaction should be not to look for revenge, but yes, to stand firm. To be open to forgiveness and say things as they are. It is certainly not easy to do, but it is the only way to put a stop to violence and show divine grace to a world so often lacking in grace. St. Basil advises us, "Believe me, and you will forget the offenses and insults you receive from your fellow man. You will see how differently you will be perceived. He will be called angry and violent, while you will be cited as meek and peaceful. One day, he will repent of his violence, but you will never regret your meekness."